Amalei, this he answered back to Nisua, bring your proof, like we had before the Braisa. Again, it says, Hoysachas Ksheri, your brother had two wives. One is Ksheri of the Achas Psula, one is Pasul. In Hoya Cholis, if you want to make Halitza now to one of the two of them, Cholis Lipsula. The in Hoya Miyabim Miyabim Lekshera. That's the Braisa. For the Gemara again, my Ksheri, my Psula, what does it mean? One wife was a Psula, one was a Ksheri, what does it mean? Eli Moksheri, Ksheri Liyalma, that's Tam Shizim Yecheses. Even a kohen could marry her, she's not a grusha. Psula, then, what does it mean? Psula liyalma, that she was a grusha from before, by somebody else. That a kohen's not allowed to marry her. But the question is, kivun l'viday, chazia, since to your brother, that's not a kohen, and you're not a kohen. They're both mutter, there's a mitzvah yivim on both of them. If so, my nafka lay me know, like, what's the difference? If you want to give chalitza, whichever one you want to, give it. If you want to be miyavim, whichever one you want to, it should be alright. How come there's a loch? Which one you have to give chalitza to? If both of them are mutter to you, what's the difference? Elalav, l'churi, you have to say, the case is, ksheri means ksheri lay. That one wife is mutter to the brother. Psula means psula lay. The second wife was also to your brother. Omaniyu, what's the case? Mas negurishosai. That your brother gave his wife a gift and she got married to somebody else and your brother married her back again. That your brother did an isser. Ukatani in the Braisa says, Im hoyim miyabim, if the live brother now wants to do the mitzvah yibum, miyabim l'ksheira. Mashma, who do you have to be miyabim? Only the second wife, the tzara. Of l'ksheira, but mashma to the one that's a master grishosai, you can't make yibum. So if you have a doubt, the chal for this kavuchayma, you see clearly there is a kavuchayma, that you can't be miyabim the psula. The one that was also to your brother, you're not allowed to be miyabim. So here is a pshita to the shayla that avada that ish alone is also. So Gemara is back again, loy. That's not pshanas braisa. I'll tell you, ksheri means liyalma. Psula liyalma. That these ladies are talking about whether they were a grusha before or not. Are they mutter to a kain? Nothing to do with the two brothers now by Mitzvah Yibum. If so, the karma doubt that you asked before, kivun zulbidei chazia, since this both ladies are mutter to the brothers, to the original husband, to the brother now, both of them are mutter, so my nafkala mino, how come the Braisa says a din? So if you want to give chalitza, do it on to the psula. Like, what's the difference? She's possible to kain, but what are they going to do with you? Both of them are mutter to you. Like we said before, the Teretz is, mishum to Rabbi Yosef. Yes, there's a difference. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, can't shun a Rebbe. Here Rebbe taught his halacha, derech eretz, that la yishpech adam may bury. A person should not spill out his water v'yacherim tzrichelem if somebody else needs it. Like over here, like we said, the svara. One wife is a grusha ready. A kohen now can't marry her. The other wife was not a grusha. If you don't give her chalitza, she'll remain an amona. She's mutter to a kohen. So Mela, derech eretz, give chalitza to the one that was a grusha ready, not to runa to a kohen. In other words, the one that's not a grusha, don't give her chalitza, don't runa to a kohen.
That's the last
Gemara. Right. But the only thing is the same Gemara. Before we had the question about the tzara, so Gemara brought this then and struck it up. Now the Gemara, it's like a new Gemara now. Like there's a new Gemara, he declared the Shaila not on the tzara, but on the Master Gershasi itself, is there a mitzvah yivmanat. So we want to bring the exact same raya, and we slug up the same upshlug. But you can't bring a raya from this braisa. Toshima. It's the same raya. Toshima from the next braisa. It says clearly, how Master Gershasi Mishanisei. If a brother marries back his wife after he gave her get the yisr, he did an yisr now. The locher is he vitzarasa. Both she and the tzara chaletzes. He only give chalitza. So it's mashma clearly that there's no mitzvah yibum on the master v'shosay. So again, the Gemara has the question. Something's wrong here though. He vitzarasa sakadaitach. You never have to give both of them chalitza. You can only give one. Elaim must say like this. Oy he oy tzarasa. Either she or the tzara give chalitza, but mashmi can't be miyabi. So Kopar, but you have a raya though, that since the wife was also to the brother, now when the brother dies, the other brother has no mitzvah yibum. He can't be miyabim her. So you see, there is a kalvachayma. The Gemara says again, for last, to root kamatarsis law. Anyway, something's wrong with that braisa. We ought to answer it. Once you have to answer it, tiratzachi, maybe answer like this. He chaletzes. She, truther than chalitza. So rasa though the tzara, or chaletza soy misyabemis. The tzara koponim, either give chalitza or misyabemis. So this much we do have a riot to. That the master grishasa, that wife alone, there's no mitzvah yibum. You can't be miyabim her. The most you could do is give a chalitza. Just for the tzara, though, we have a proof that the tzara you are allowed to be miyabim. So if your brother was master grishosoi, the kal v'chaymer only helps that there's no mitzvah yibum to that lady. At most you give a chalitza, but the tzara, the second wife, has a regular mitzvah yibum. If you want to, you could be miyabim.
Now, that we said before, we made a drasha of he to eva. So we wanted to say, maybe it means only she's to eva, not the tzara. And the Gemara came out, no, it means he to eva, v'yein boneho to eva. Now, the boneho, the Rishonim say, doesn't only mean, like we said before, that the kid's not a mamzer. The chur, that's treated the kid's not a mamzer. It means to say even that she's mamish k'shev, it's a bita, if you have a daughter, then, you know, it's where you're masrig rishosai, v'yisr. And then you have a daughter, so that daughter is even mutter lakuna. There's no psul at all on the daughter. It's only he to waver, only she's a to waver, the mother's doing an avera, but not the daughter. So the kitzah, what we had so far was, first Rav started off the sugi to say that a tzara saita is also liyibim. In other words, a saita, there the Torah says the word tumah, so Rav says it's mamish like a regular erva, that there's no mitzvah yibim on the saita, and who had it on the tzara also. Then the Gemara went off to the Shaila, what about a master grushosai? If Yoda says the word tumma there, do we say she's mamish and erva, that she should be potter, and who would then she should potter with tzara? Now there it's taka machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim taisis as mashma, and this sad, that it says master grushosai, it says the word tumma, it's mamish like an erva, like by soita, and there won't be yibum, and there won't be chalitz rida. However, the other Rishonim say no, that it's only Rav's din by Saita that we say she's mamash like an erva, and there's no yibum and there's no chalitza. However, even on the Havamina by the Gemara of Master Gurushosai, according to Rav Yosef ben Kippur, for sure chalitza there would always be. It's not strong enough there, the word tumah, to make a mamash like an erva. Chalitza there would be. So only a question is there a mitzvah yibum on her? And then the question was there a mitzvah yibum on the tzor also? But this is very good, because the Mora came out to say Loshin, that he chalitzes, that on the Mahzeg Rishosi itself, you have to make chalitza, but Tzorosa came out, oi chalitza, say misya bemis, but I call upon him, you see, Poshtig Mora came out, that even on Mahzeg Rishosi, on she herself, you are allowed to make chalitza. So you see that it wasn't the Shalas Tuma, that there should be no mitzvah at all, but rather just that there should be no chalitza. What about the tzara? Parsha Gemara came out that the tzara, there's no issa, the tzara there's a mitzvah yibum. So this is very good. Because even on the Machshir Grishosa herself, she was not a real erva to say that there's no mitzvah chalitza. There's no mitzvah yibum. But chalitza there was, therefore the tzara has a total mitzvah yibum, either chalitza or yibum. And then also the second part of the Gemara, that it was a b'chiyah barab om Rav Yechinon, that boy amasli gurushosu mishenisei tzorosu mahu, again, there also we were going without the word tumah, not as the word hutumah. The stam there, the end of the Gemara was going with a new sword as a kal v'chaymer, that if your brother that married back his grusha, be iser, so it's a sword that he was not allowed to stay married to her, so it's a kal v'chaymer that the yovim, when he dies, the brother also has no mitzvah yibum. But again, that's pshita is only not a mitzvah to be miyadim or to marry her. But if I had the mitzvah chalitza, there would be. And the Gemara again was poshe the shayla to say that this kal v'chaim is enough to say there's taki no mitzvah yibum. If the brother wants to marry to be miyabim that wife of his brother that was a master grushosai, he's not allowed to, there's no mitzvah yibum. But chalitza he could give her. But if he wants to be miyabim the tzara, the other wife, that's the maskana, that the tzara is a total mitzvah erva, a total mitzvah yibum. If you want to, you can be miyabim. If you want to, you can give chalitza. This is the maskana, what we learned so far. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up your base on an aleph. A little bit down. One third down. Omar Rav Leiloi Bar Mamel. Omar Maruk for Mar Shmuel. Tzoras Memamenes Asura, that the tzara of Mamamenes is Asura. Mamamenes again means one, again your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and one wife was a katana. She wasn't 12 years old yet. So now, the halacha is when you marry a katana, in a case where the father did not marry your off, she got married without her father, her brother or mother married her off, it's only Kedushim Midrabon. And the halacha is, when calls the man, she's a katana, she could be by mine, she could just say goodbye to her husband, and the Kedushin automatically goes off the Mafreya. So here the case is, your brother was married to this katana, and then your brother died. And now now this wife says goodbye to the Yovel. She's Ramayin in the Yovel. She's still a Ketana, right? So now the mitzvah is Yibum, Midrabbanan to her. But she tells the Yovim, like she's reminding the Yovim, she doesn't want to be Miyavim with her. So Halacha is in such a case that Tzara is also Asur. You can't be Miyavim the Tzara either. Not the original brother. No, when the brother died, she was still married to him. After the brother died, after the husband died, now she told the Yovim, she doesn't want to, she's reminding him. So Morris says, in such a case, the tzara is also also. Assume she won. First, Morris says, Laman. Ilay Meliachim, who is the tzara also to? Which ones can't be Miyavim the tzara? If you want to tell Meliachim, like when one brother died, we're talking about there were three brothers, one brother died, and three brothers were still alive. So now this Ketana, she was Mamayin with one brother. So if you want to tell me now the other two brothers cannot be Miyavim the tzara, so Gemara asks, why not? Hash tihi gufa sharya, madach she herself. This Ketana is mutter to the other brothers. The Yomah Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Halacha later in the Masechta, on Avkuv Zayin, he says, that mi eno b'zeh, in such a case, where the brother died, and his wife was still a Ketana. So now that she died, she falls to Yibum in front of the other three brothers. If she's mamayin one of the brothers, to one of the brothers she says, like, I don't want to get married to you. I don't want my kedushin to be chal. Is mi'ena b'zeh d'aloch riz muteris b'zeh. She is allowed to be miyabin the other brothers. The other brothers could. So maduch this ketana herself. If she's mamayin one brother, the other brothers could be miyabin sarasa mi boy. So for sure the other brothers could be miyabin v'tzara, the second wife, that did not make miyun. So what's the pshat in Rav Leila that says that the tzara over Mamenes, there's no mitzvah yibum? Elo you have to send the day. It means to this brother. Again, when the brother died and he had two wives, and one wife was the Ketana, so she said she was Mamayin in one brother. In one of the brothers she was Mamayin, she said goodbye to him. So we're saying now that this brother now can't be Miyabim her, and who are then the tzara he can't either. Elo Lidi day. So for this one brother, he cannot be Miyabim the tzara, the second wife. For the moral Maishino Mimamenis, the Shara Liach, like what's the Svara? How come this Ish that's Mamayin the Ketana? She's mutter to the other brothers. Why? Tloyov the Bumaisa, they didn't do anything to her in this Mimamenis. This Ketana, she had nothing to do with the other brothers. She didn't say goodbye to them. So we still look as if she was Eshesach. And they could be Miyabim her. Is Tzara Nami? Lo Yavdu B'maisa. So that is a Svara, the Tzara also. This one brother now, what happened? The brother again that died had two wives. One was a Ketana. This Ketana now was Mamayin, said goodbye to one of the brothers. So only she did something with this brother. But the brother did nothing to the other Tzara. So the other Tzara, the Chura, should be a regular Eshesach. L'maisa, the other wife was married to your brother. Your brother died. So Chura, she should be Mutta. So what's the Svara in Rav Leiloi? Why does he say that the Tzara of a Mamenis, you can't be Miyabin? So Marian says, Gzeira to Gzeira with Rabbonin, Mishum Tzoras, Bita and Mamenis. So Gzeira in a case, well let's say your brother was married to your daughter. And in a case where your daughter is a Ketana, and if she's a Ketana, when your brother dies, she's allowed to be Mamayin. So we have a case now with Tzoras, Bita and Mamenis. A case where your brother was married to your daughter and a second wife, and then your brother died. Now the Bita, your daughter is a Ketana, and she's going to be Mamaya now in you. She doesn't want like Dushan to be Chal, she like wasn't your brother's wife. So in such a case, you're not allowed to marry the Tzora. So since there is a case that would... We'll soon see. Who's Asa?
The same, because she's your daughter, right?
You're right, she is. Question is the Tzora though. The same now that Tzara in such a case is also, you can't be Miyabim even the Tzara, the second wife. So Sigzera, since in this case, the Tzara is also, who are then any time when your brother is married to a Ketana, and after he dies, she is Mamayin, she says goodbye to the Yavam, there's a Gzera that Yavam cannot be Miyabim the Tzara either. Now the Gemara is, but here also it's Shver. For the Gemara, but Tzara has beaten Ramenes, Miyasira? Like what's wrong in this case either? In the case again where your brother was married to your daughter and he had another wife. And let's say your daughter is the katana. So now when your daughter makes miyun, a miyun is the pshat, she's saying goodbye, she was only mekudesh mit rabbonin, it's like oikah, the kedushin of mafreya, as if she was never married to your brother. So if you're going to say now she was never married to your brother, so it should come out that tzara is not a tzara serva. The second... Why not?
Because we said...
Good. Rashi, very good. Rashi is the kasha. But how could it be by your own daughter that kedushin is only mit rabbonin? So Rashi says, we're going according to the man Diyoma that holds that if a father marries off his katana, midiraisa, and then the husband gives her a get, once she got a get once, the father has no more power over her anymore. Then the father, midiraisa, cannot marry a second time. She's like yotzo mishusav. So in the case where she got married and got a get, and then she got married a second time, that's only kedushin derabbanan. So in such a case, it's possible that your daughter got married a second time to your brother, and then your brother died, and your brother had another wife. So if your bita now, your daughter now, says goodbye to you, she's mamayin, so the chura was saying now, the tzara is still also. The Gemara is asking why? Really, al pidin, the tzara should be mutter. Because when the daughter now is mamayin, she's saying goodbye, it's considered like she's oikah the kedushin l'mafreyam, like she was never married to your brother. So it comes out your brother only had one wife, just the tzara, and the tzara is mutter to you for the yibum. The Marakash Watanan, we learned, the says in our Mishnah, the kulon, all these erevas in the Mishnah, in Meso, again, where your brother had two wives, and one of his wife was an erva to you. So the Mishnah says when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. But what about the Meso, that erva, your mother-in-law, died first? Oy mienu, or else your brother was married to any one of these ervas when they were katana, and then she was mamayin, the locher is tzara sein mutarais, that the tzara, you could be mamayin. If she's mamayin, the tzara samutar, and the svar is that if she says goodbye to her husband, the vart is it's oikah the kedushin of mafreya. So we look as if this erva was never married to your brother, so all your brother had was just the other wife, so it should be a mitzvah yibum. So our case also would still shver. Why is there a gzera? Any the tzara mamenis or to a tzara of your bitoi? If your bita's mamayin, she should the tzara should also be mutter. Our Mishnah says me and helps. Tamar says, now, the mean of a man, what does our Mishnah mean? Where your brother had two wives, and one of them was your daughter, when she was a katana, and if your daughter is Mamayin, says goodbye to your brother, the other wife is a Mrs. Yibam. When was she Mamayin? Ilayma the mean of a Baal, if you want to say your daughter was Mamayin in her husband, in your brother when he was still alive. In other words, your brother married your daughter, when she was a katana. And then she said goodbye to your brother, for the Gemara Hainu Grusha. That's not Mustafa the case, because that's a grusha. The Mishnah says two cases. Either your brother gave the erva get, or there was a miyan. So if you want to say she is a mayan, when your brother was still alive, the chura had a grusha. Elalav, doesn't our Mishnah mean to say the chiddush? The yavam. That the case is again, your brother was married to your daughter and a second wife. And then your brother died. So the way it is right now, there should be no mitzvah yibum. Still the Mishnah says no. If the daughter now is Mamayin in the Yovim, she says goodbye to the Yovim, she says like, I don't want the Kedushin, L'mafreya to be Chal, it looks as if she was never married to your brother, so if so, the second wife of your brother, there's the Mrs. Yibum, so there's no Gzera, even in the case of Tzoras, Bita, Mamenis, there's also Mrs. Yibum. Gemara says, Loi, that's not Pshan our Mishnah. Li'oilam bebal. Our Mishnah is talking about when your brother was married two wives, one was a katana, and the katana said goodbye to your brother when they were still married, when he was still alive. Li'oilam bebal. She said goodbye to her husband, to your brother. So the question was, it says already if the baal, if the brother gives a gift, and tomorrow, Trey Gavne Gerishin, it says two different types of Gerishin, true. One way the brother gets rid of the erfes is, he mamish gives her a gift. If your brother was married to an erva, that's to the other brother, and he gives her a get, that's one case he got rid of them. Another case is, if he was married to one of the ervas that was a katana, and then this katana said goodbye to the brother, now when the brother dies, he only has one wife, and the second wife is not an erva to the other brothers, so there's a mitzvah yibum. So the kid said there's no kasha for now Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, if your bita is mamayin, there's a din yibum on the tzara, that's only where she's mamayin to your brother, when the brother was alive. But we're saying now, Rav Mamal is saying, that if the brother dies, and then she's mamayin, that doesn't help. For the Gemara, why? Why do we say when your brother had these two wives, and one was a ketana, and the ketana said goodbye to him, that now the other wife is mutter for yibum, tiyakrin elinisuyin, because we say when a ketana is mamayin, when she says goodbye, it's oikalam afreya, it's like she was never married to a husband. So therefore, when your brother dies, lamaisi only has one wife, and that wife is mutter to you. So now your brother died, and he died having two wives. And one was a ketana. Your daughter that your brother's married to is a ketana. So if your daughter is mamaya now says goodbye, she doesn't want this yibum, the chur kimina biyavum, nami nisuin kamoy kayokro. Of course, the same thing. The vort of yibum zikr is that your brother's kedushin is still around, and that's why you have to be miyabim, his wife. Now she's a ketana and she's mamaya now. She's like being oikah the kedushin l'mafreya. So even though the brother died, but now this ketana is being oikah taken away as if she was never married to your brother. So it comes out your brother only had one wife, the tzara, that's mutter to you. So why does Rav Mamul say that tzara of a million, you can't be mamayin, you can't be miyabim, why not? So my answer is like this. Yes, there's a gzera midrabonin. Mishum detoni romi by Yecheskel. Well, like Rav Yecheskel says, detoni romi by Yecheskel. Rav Yecheskel says like this. Mi ano bebal muteres liyaviv. In a case, let's say, where you have your daughter-in-law. Let's say you have a daughter-in-law. Your son got married to a ketana. Now the ketana said goodbye to her husband. Said goodbye to your son. Mi ano bebal muteres liyaviv. The father now is allowed to marry that ketana. Even though at one time she was kalosa, your daughter-in-law, and your daughter-in-law you never allowed to marry, but since she was mamayin, she was a ketana, she said goodbye to your son, she's oikah the kedushin l'mafreya, so it's like she would never marry to your son, so she's not called your daughter-in-law, the father's allowed to marry her. What about if your son died, and then she wasn't mamayin yet, she was only mamayin after your son died, then she was mamayin biyavam, asur liyaviv, then we say your daughter-in-law is also to the father. Again, where the son got married to a ketana, and then the son died. So the son died, the father had other sons also. This is a mitzvah yibum. So now this daughter-in-law was mamayin in one of the other brothers. So we say the mia does not help to take off a kedusha l'mafreya. We don't look as if she was never your daughter-in-law. We look, no. Now the svar will soon see is because when your son died, right then was chal a mitzvah yibum. The other sons, the other brothers, had a mitzvah to miyavim her. So at that second, it looked like she was your son's wife. At that second, it was kaveya that the father is never allowed to marry her, because she was your daughter-in-law. Even though later, she's mamayin in the brothers, and she says no, as if she's taken away kedusha l'mafreya, that she was never married to your son, but that doesn't help anymore. Once at one second, there was a mitzvah yibum, and yibum at the pshat is because she was married to your son, the yistah stays l'yelim. Midrabbanan, the yistah stays l'yelim. That's his chiddush. That is, she's lamayin in your son when your son's still alive, then the father's allowed to marry her. Mashen came biyavim asur liyaviv. Alma, what do we see? Mishas nefila. If your son was married to his katana, and then your son died, so since there was a mitzvah yibum at that time, the other brothers had to marry her. Niras kekalosoi. It looks at that second like she was your son's wife. So even though 5 minutes later, she's mamayin, she says goodbye to the yavam, to the other brother, and it's taka oikah the kedushin l'mafreya, but the isurim still remain, it looks like this was your daughter-in-law. So achinam, the same sphere applies to us also, that if your brother married your daughter, and she was the ketana, and your brother died, and your brother had two wives, so at that second when your brother died, the ketana falls liyibum, and since she's an erva to you, she's your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum, so she patters the tzar also. Even though 5 minutes later your daughter is mamayin in the yavam, and takes away the kedushin l'mafreya, but we say, mishas nefila, niras ketzaras bitoy. At the time when your brother died, he was still married to your daughter. At that second it looks like your daughter falls liyibum, and the tzar is called the tzaras bitoy, that therefore is a psurim yibum. So now that's Rav Mamul's big, Rav Leila's big chiddush. Rav Leila bar Mamul, that a regular mamamenes, when your brother was married to two wives, and both of them was mutter to the brothers, they were both strangers, but one was a ketana, and after your brother died, now the ketana was memayin in the brother, to said goodbye to the Yovim, it's a gzera that this brother cannot marry the Tzara. What's the gzera? Even though really right now Vadish should be mutter. Because the other Tzara, nothing's wrong with her. But it's a gzera to a case when your brother was married to your daughter. And you'd also think that if your daughter is Mamayin, it takes away the Kedushin and Mamish Tom Afreya, and you could marry the Tzara. And in such a case, there's a Gzera, so even though it looks like a Gzera, you have to say it's Kulu Chod Gzeri. It's one Gzera. That any time you talk about a Mamenis, that your brother died, having a Ketana, the Maise, if she is Mamayin, the Rabbanim made one Gzera that you can't be Miyabim the Tzara. The Gzera maybe will be your daughter sometimes, and by your daughter it looks like you'd be Miyabi Mitzaras Bitoi, therefore it's one big Gzera you can't be Miyabma.
But about while he was still alive.
Right. It's only that she fell to Yibam 1 second, that your brother died, he's still married to the Ketana, when she falls to Yibam 1 second, then it looks like an heir of Tsaras Bitoi, so with the Rabbanim there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So about the answer is you have to give Chalitza. Just like call upon him to be Miyavno, that's his Gzeri, he can't be Miyavno. That's one Kiddush.
To your daughter,
not. To the other one, to the Tzara. Another Gemara now. Omer Rav Asi, Tzara's island is Asura. If your brother again was married to wives, and they're both strangers to you, but one wife was an islandess, she couldn't give birth. She couldn't have children. So Halacha is, she doesn't fall Yibum, because soon the Pasuk says, Asher Teled, yeah, only if your brother's wife can give birth. If she can't give birth, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Churish, she remains with an heir of Eishasach. Therefore, the Tzara, the second wife of your brother, is also potter. She never, because the Pasuk says, for ho ya b'chora shetelet, that the b'chor, in other words, when you miyavim, when you marry your brother's wife, it says, for ho ya b'chor, the first child that's born, should be al shem achiv. So it's mashma that who is there mitzvah yibum to? If the wife could give birth, Pratli Islandis, Shani Yaledis. If she has a wife, your brother had a wife, that's an islandess that couldn't give birth, so such an Isha does not fall to Mitzvah Yibum. So Lemaisa, what is she? She was married to your brother. She's an Eshastach without a Mitzvah Yibum, so she remains with the Erva of Eshastach. So when your brother dies, the islandess is an Erva to you. Therefore, the other wife, even though she could have children, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, because she's called the Tzoras Erva. That's about it, Allah. Most of Rosh Hashanah have the kashrut in this. No, says Allah Chavaitam Shloish Shachnim. You have three brothers, Nesuyin Shalosh Nashim Lachis. Three brothers got married to three different wives, three strangers. They're not related one to the other. Umei Sechud Mehen. One of your brothers died, so the wife falls to the other two brothers. The Yosef Boshani Maimer. Now the second brother, one of them, made Maimer. Maimer means makes kedushin. That's the Rabbanan Dik Alocha Maimer. That really, when your brother's wife dies, the mitzvah is yibum. Yibum means you're supposed to be boiler right away. Live with her. There's no need to make kedushin. We say zika, miksas kedushin of your brother still around. The mitzvah is only to go and live with her, have beer with her. That's the mitzvah yibum. Midrabbanan, though, there's an inyan not to go live with her right away, but first make kedushin with her. That's called maimer. Maimer means with your words, with deeper, you're making a maisik kedushin with her. It's only midrabbanan. Midiraisa means nothing, because midiraisa you don't have to make the Gedushin. So what's going to be here again? One brother died. So his wife fell in front of the other two brothers. One of the brothers now made Maimer with her. Maimer means midirabonin, he's Makudish to her, but midiraisa it's nothing. Umeis, and now the second brother that made Maimer died. So now what happens now? So the second brother now, let's say he also had two wives, so his wife falls to the third brother. Now the problem here is, this wife that the second brother made Maimer to, she's still a Yavama from the first brother. So she's fallen to the third brother now because of two reasons. First of all, she's still the wife of the first brother. Nobody was Miyabma. But the second brother made Kedushin Midrabonin. So Midrabonin, she's the second brother's wife. So when the second brother dies, she's fallen to the third brother because of the second brother. So this one lady is fallen to the third brother, Machma's two brothers. She's Midiraisa, the Zika was from the first brother, and Midirabonan, it's a Zika from the second brother. So what do you do in such a case? Harayeluch, let's explain Mithya Bemis. The Lacher is, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. The third brother now cannot be Miyabma. He can only make Chalitza. Why? She numbers a postage like this. Umeis Echod Mehem. When one of them die, is Yavoma Yovi Aleho. So we dash in, Mishaleo Zikas Yovim Echot. There's only a mitzvah yibum if this lady falls to the brother because of one husband. Like a normal case, your brother died, his wife now falls to the other brothers. Why does she fall to the other brother? Because she was married to one brother. Veloi Zika Shnei Yevamim. But not in the case with this lady now, Midirabonin like was married to two husbands. Midiraisa, she's still only to the first brother. The second brother wasn't Miyavma yet. The second brother only made Kedusha Midirabonin. So Midirabonin, she's falling now to the third brother because of the second brother. Midiraisa, she's falling because of the first brother. That's called, there are two Zikas here. Falling to the third brother, that's no good. That's a Ptur. So a Kopon, there's no Din Yibum, there's only Chalitza. Now, Ketonia law, we learned on this, Omer Rav Yosef said, Zuhi Tzores Eish Esach Neyav, this is a case where you have a second wife of your brother, a Tzora, this your brother had two wives, Tzores Eish Esach Neyav, she is a Nefilim Gorim law, that really, these three brothers married three wives with three strangers. Really, either, any wife should have been Mutal Yibum to the other brother. What caused now that this third brother cannot be Miyavma? Anissa Nefila. It was through Yibam. There is since that the first brother died, and the second brother made Maimer to her. So now when the second brother dies, she's fallen to the third brother because of two brothers. That causes there's no Mitzvah Yibam. But it's not a different Erva. It's the Mitzvah Yibam that something went wrong with. That's called She'issa Nefila Gorim Lo. It's because of the mitzvah Yibum, the Zika of Yibum, causes that the third brother cannot be Miyabna. And he says a Lashon of, Shloi Mitzino B'chol HaTorah Kulach Goyin Zois. We don't find any other place in the Torah like this. So, Zuhi Lamutemai, what do you mean this is the case and not someplace else? Like, what are you referring to? Something else does not imply? Lav Lamute Tsaras Idleness the Sharia. Don't you want to say another case like this would have been like Rav Asi's Alocha, a Tsaras Idleness. On Idleness again, your brother had two wives. One wife couldn't give birth. She's nothing wrong to the third brother, to the second brother. She's not an erva. Lamaisa though, when your brother dies though, you want to tell me now that the brother cannot be Miyab of that wife because she can't have children. There's no Mitzvah Yibam on her. Once you can't be Miyab her, automatically the second wife becomes its sorrow to an erva of an Eish Eslach, that there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's called the mitzvah nefila, the yibum caused it. So here it says, this is the only case that yibum causes it. Mashma, no other case, so it should be not like Rabasi. Mashma, tzoros, idleness, you could be miyabim. So Gemara says, no. Loi, lamute tzoros, idleness, the asira. It means the other way around. It's Ramayat that a tzoros idleness is also. Then what does it mean? Omai Zuhi. What do you mean only this case, not a tzoros, not something else? Zuhi diyis nefilum gorim lo tzorosa boy chalitza. In this case, where this lady falls to the third brother, because of two brothers, our koponim is only midirabonin. Because we said, Maimer is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, she's only married to the first brother. So Midiraisa, the Sisha, when she falls to the third brother, there is a Mitzvah Yibam. It's only Midirabonin, she's considered falling from the second brother also. Therefore, whenever you have an Issa the Rabbonin only, the din is Chalitza, you have to give. Because Midiraisa, there's a Mitzvah Yibam here. It's only Midirabonin, you can't make the Mitzvah Yibam. So what he meant to say is, Zuhi, this is the case of an Afila Gorim law, that's a Rosa Kopon and Boy Chalitza. But you know there's another case, idleness, in a case that your brother had two wives. And one wife was an idleness, afilo chalitza leboi. In such a case, when your brother dies, you should know there's not even a Mrs. Chalitza on the second wife, because she's called a real Soros Erva. That since the first wife, they couldn't have children, there's no Mrs. Yibam to her. So like we always learn, if there's no Mrs. Yibam, she remains with the Erva Eshasach. So since she has the Erva Eshasach, she's an Erva. And the Tzara is a real Tzara Seva, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Loi boy, my timer, ho diraisa the Rabbonin, because an idleness is a diraisa, that she's an erva. But this case before, one brother makes maim, it's only the Rabbonin. So therefore, there's no kasha to Ravasi. Verses Tanam, we're not in our Mishnah, the chulon in Nesu, or yiminu or nizgarshu, or shenimtsu idleness, tzorasayim utarois. So our Mishnah says, not like Ravasi. Our Mishnah says again, if your brother was married two wives, and one wife was your daughter, one wife was your mother-in-law, so
So the Mishnah says when your brother dies, there's no yibum on the tzara. But let's say your brother gave her a get, or let's say she's an islandess. The Mishnah says that there is a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. Mashma, an islandess does not part of the tzara. The Mishnah says just the opposite. It says if your daughter was married to your brother and she's an islandess, so there's no yibum at all on your daughter, but on the tzara there is. Not like a basi. So when I says like kash, there's no story from our Mishnah. Kash hikabur. Kash le hikabur. Ravasi's talking about hikabur means your brother realized when he married her that she's an islandess. So then he married her. It's his wife. So then when she dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. She remains an erva, and she parted the tzara. Our Mishnah's talking about, though, in the case of shle hikabur, that your brother did not realize when he married her what she was. So later when we find out she's an islandess, it's a svara, the Kedushna's bottle of Mafreya. That's what our Mishnah means. It's like your brother was never married to her. If your brother later finds out that his wife can't give birth, there's a svara that she's a mekach tois. He was never mekadisha. And Dekonami, I bring a proof from this. Diktani, our Mishnah says, shenim tso. It was found later she's an illness. V'loi katani shayu. It doesn't say that she was. Mashmavad, if the brother knew that she was an illness and he still married her, then he aravasis alocha. She's your brother's wife. And when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum to that wife. She remains an heir of a b'nei shesach, so the other wife is also awesome. Our Mishnah means where lahikabur, the brother didn't realize she was an illness. When the brother finds out later, the Kedushna is bottle of Afrayim, so your brother was never married to this illness, that's your daughter. He's only married to the second wife. So therefore, when your brother dies, there is a mitzvah yibum. Shema Amina. So, male, this our Mishnah is not a kasha to Rabasi. Omar Rava, Rava